dumb.
Cool.
Weird.
Podcast.
Running into a few problems. I'm having car problems and a few other issues with money at the moment, so I just wasn't able to
We also lost Satan.
Yeah. Satan's gone, but as they say, he always has a funny way of coming back.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. This is going to be terrible, though.
Mm-hmm. So today...
How's he going to come back?
Well, he's going to come back in the form of the rapture, I guess. He'll just show up and be like, sup?
Raptor? You mean the rapture?
No, I said the rapture.
I mean, if he came... I thought you said the raptor. I was going to say, like, damn, you know, Velociraptor, I think, is a little bit worse.
That's fine. I want the raptor, too.
Imagine, you know, the rapture happens and a bunch of Velociraptors pop out of the ground.
That would be pretty ridiculous. So what we're talking about today is 80s, kind of reminiscent about 80s action movies.
Yeah, those were the good times.
Yeah, they rocked our worlds.
Oh, yeah, no, it's like, I think the greatest thing about 80s action movies is that the action stars didn't even have to try to kill people. You know, they were just hip firing all the time. You know, no need for ammunition. I never saw Arnold reload once in Commando. He would just switch guns after, like, obviously expending over a million rounds.
My favorite part of Commando... And he was always on target. I was going to say, my favorite part about Commando is all the funny puns and one-liners.
Oh, yeah.
My friend's asleep. He's dead tired. Do not wake him.
I eat cream berets for breakfast.
Or
remember when I tell you I was going to kill you last?
Yeah. I lied.
Got it. And then there was Total Recall.
Yeah, me and my buddy.
That was full of pants.
Yeah, so in Total Recall, you know, it's a sci-fi action movie. And I remember that scene was just a lot of Arnold making really weird faces and, like making really terrible sounds. That's pretty much most of that movie, especially when they go out on Mars. When they're on Mars, they're like, and, like, the eyes are popping out of the head.
Oh, my God. Dude, I couldn't stop laughing my ass off every time I watched that movie.
Yeah, and then
stop.
Yeah, and then they had those scenes where the what was that? Wasn't there a chick that had one boob or something?
No, she had three tits.
Oh, three tits. Yeah, that's what it was. Three tits. Yeah, yeah. That's that's a fun one. And then I had this friend named Andrew Byrne, and we talked about that one scene where he goes to meet the guy that's, like, in the guy's stomach, and, like,
when
he's opening up the shirt, he's like here he comes. And he, like, kind of falls back, and then he turns around, yeah. And it's almost like the creature takes control, and he's just kind of not there anymore or something.
Yeah, it's like his consciousness is gone.
Yeah, it's just like it's like he takes a big shit. He's just like,
or he's coming.
Yeah.
He's coming everywhere he goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good one.
Save Mars.
Yeah.
Screw you, Benny.
Yeah, I think Running Man came out around the same, like, time frame too, in the '80s. That was another.
Yeah, I think it was like a year. I think that was a year before, or a year after they did that movie.
Yep, and then, you know, Stallone, he did First Blood and all the Rambo movies,
yeah.
And those are great action movies. You know, I saw First Blood about 3 months ago for the first time, and that was a good experience.
Wow.
Yeah.
I saw that when I was 15. I would definitely say that First Blood was obviously the best one and really close to the book, except obviously in the book.
So
they were going to kill him.
I liked the first two. The first two were pretty good. And then when I watched the third one, I got so bored with it that I actually went and did some work on my computer and I completely forgot to watch the rest of it. That's how boring it was to me.
Oh, my God. Okay. So at the end of that movie, and you can see how dated this is. All right. It goes on about how, you know, Rambo fought, like, so great, and, you know, we have to support the glorious fighters of the Mujahideen. It's like, damn, the 80s didn't know what we were going to be getting into in the late 90s and early 2000s.
Well, we couldn't have predicted it, I guess.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, those guys in the Mujahideen are really cool. They're fighting the Russians. You know, we got to support them, like, 20 years later, it's like, damn, those guys on the Mujahideen are a real problem, you know, ever since they became the Taliban and Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, you get that movie. I mean, you get Die Hard, which is, you know, the best action
movie.
Action Christmas movie ever, you know?
Yeah, it's a Christmas movie. Alan Rickman. Anybody who says otherwise.
Alan Rickman.
Yeah, he's Scrooge McDuck.
Yep. And then, you know, one of my favorite action movies of all time from that time period was, you know, it's a tech noir, is the original Terminator. It's a really good action movie.
Oh God, the way that Arnold moved his head and eyes like a real machine. He got the whole like scanning the area like a camera thing down. Or just when he goes into the police station, he starts fucking up everybody.
It's like one of my favorite soundtracks of all time from that movie. I like that.
Oh, yeah.
I like the music they play during the sequence when he's in the police station. It's very 80s, but it's very like futuristic sounding. I love it.
It's also like very like horror based, because I mean that first movie kind of played like a horror movie when you think about it.
Yeah, it is. You know, my favorite movie of all time is Blade Runner, and that's another action cyberpunk movie that's really good. You know, like I actually watched it last weekend. That's how much I love that fucking movie. I've seen it so many times, but it never gets old. It's just such a good soundtrack, yeah, such so a good cool. atmosphere. It's a tech noir cyberpunk movie that has elements of film noir, but a lot of action too, especially the scenes where Deckard is fighting every time he comes in contact with one of the replicants. So,
it's a
good time.
But you know what else is great though? Another good one that I really enjoy is the Thing.
Yeah.
Kurt Russell. That was another good one. John Carpenter had great movies in the 80s, great soundtracks, and can't even forget.
Can't forget They Live. I mean, that's another good action.
Oh my God, They Live was great. I mean, that kind of feels close to home today. You know, with everything falling apart, everything seems like it's a simulation run by lizard people.
Yep.
Damn.
Yep. You know, we also watched Batman from 1989. That's an 80s.
Oh God, that's a good one.
That's a good 80s, action superhero movie.
And a good. It feels like a tech noir. That's what I love about it too.
Yeah,
I mean, not a tech noir,
film noir,
an old noir,
yeah,
film like noir,
yeah. So me and Nick one time we went to YouTube just to see if they had a black and white version of that version of Batman. We watched it and we actually agreed that it looks so much better. That movie looks so much better in black and white.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Lethal Weapon. That's another one.
God, yeah, that's a great one.
Yeah, Big Trouble in Little China. That's another good one. That's John Carpenter again.
That's another good one.
Escape from New York.
Yeah, John Carpenter, though. I love how John Carpenter just wrote made all the soundtracks from the 80s with his synthwave.
The Karate Kid.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Top Gun.
Fuck. Yeah, that's a great one.
RoboCop.
Yeah, RoboCop, I'm surprised Detroit didn't strip him for more copper.
I'll buy that for $1. And you know, I love that commercial. You know, it's really, there's one part of that movie that really scarred me as a kid in RoboCop. It was the part, well, actually, I guess there were several parts that scarred me. Like when Alex Murphy gets shot
they
in the beginning.
Him?
That was bad. And then when that villain drives headfirst into that chemical vat and then it like hits him with all those chemicals and he comes out and he turns into a fucking like radioactive mutant thing. Like, it's like, what the fuck? And then Beverly Hills Cop is another one.
Oh God, Beverly Hills Cop was great. Eddie Murphy in the 80s was amazing.
Yeah, he also did another one called 48 Hours is another action movie he was in where he played a cop.
Yeah, those series were pretty cool. And the funny part is that he had all of these adult-themed movies until he had kids.
Yep. And then all of a sudden he started doing family-friendly movies.
It's such a weird transition.
Yeah, it really is. Highlander is another one I really like.
Oh, that's a great one. I mean, there can only be one.
Yep. And then Ghostbusters.
Yeah, dude. Imagine Ghostbusters with John Belushi, though.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, how wild that would have been to have John Belushi. Damn.
Conan the Barbarian.
Oh, fuck. That's my favorite movie, dude. That is my favorite Arnold Schwarzenegger film, because Schwarzenegger really captured everything about Conan. His intelligence, his fighting prowess. It was just, they really stuck to the source material with that one. Like,
you're right.
Like, that was the one movie where he actually acted.
Here's a favorite of yours, Red Dawn.
That one's great. I mean, that's going to happen soon, so we better start rewatching that for the blueprints.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the Chinese are going to come from through Canada. That's what's going to happen, dude. And then we're going to be hiding in the mountains of North Georgia, just hunting down the Chinese and the other communist forces that try to eat us.
So here's another movie that me and Nick actually reviewed on the podcast. That's a really good action comedy disaster film, is Night of the Comet.
Yeah, that's a great one. It's so fucking weird. Like, government gone.
Yeah.
Zombies a problem. Yeah. You know, they just they threw away their guns at the end. Like, you know, the zombies weren't a threat anymore.
Yeah, and they really weren't zombies. They were more like mutated humans. But, like, it's because, you know what it was? We read the description. The description said that they were zombies, but then we watched the movie. It was more like mutated humans that, like, got a taste for human flesh or something. It was really weird.
Yeah, like, they became psychotic and wanted to eat people.
Yep. Then you got Roadhouse.
Oh, God, that Patrick Swayze is so sexy when he kicks people in the head.
Bloodsport.
You know, I haven't watched Bloodsport. I got to watch that one.
The original Dune from 1984.
That is a okay movie. Still very fun, though.
And then, let's see, what's it? Ooh, Enemy Mine. I've seen that one. I don't know if you've ever seen Enemy
Mine. No, I haven't seen that one.
It's a sci-fi action movie that has Dennis Quaid, and Dennis Quaid and this alien crash land on this, like, remote planet, and they're trying to survive.
Oh, I think I've seen, like, a review for it, but I haven't watched it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty, it's pretty fun. Oh, God. Bad Taste, that Peter Jackson movie.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Oh, God. I think it's his first movie. It's a very low budget, like, alien action movie. It's like a comedy, too. It's pretty ridiculous.
That's great.
Yep.
I really love the low budget ones.
Yeah, those are always the best. I mean, there's a lot of, like, shit like that. You know, you remember we watched the Toxic Avenger? That's a low budget, like, shitty fucking action superhero movie.
Oh, God, that's my favorite, though, of how low budget it was. And he was pretty much Jason Voorhees running around terrorizing those fucking people.
Yeah, I love how he's just, like, sitting there looking at him, and he's just like, I like when he murders everybody in the fucking in that restaurant, and then they're, like, pulling them all out. He's like, oh, this one's been deep fried.
Yeah, I love when he gets in that fight with the guy called Cigar Face.
Yeah, and I love how they're calling everybody faggots, but then they have a like a cross dresser in their gang.
Yeah, that was really hilarious. Like, I miss 80s, you know, villains.
Yeah.
They were always so weird.
There's a movie we gotta watch. It's called Krull. It's an action fantasy film, but it's really weird. We'll just have to watch it sometime. And then there's another movie called Cobra. I'm sure you've seen it.
No, I haven't. Like, some of these I really need to watch.
It's a Stallone movie.
Oh, God. I remember this, and I need to watch it.
Oh, here's another one. here's another one that that me and you have reviewed, Class of 1984.
God, that was Death Wish, but without the guns and a guy who actually had the balls to do something.
Yep.
He really waited until his wife was sexually assaulted to have the stones to do something.
Yep. Another good like thriller horror movie that has a lot of action in it is Chopping Mall. We've done that one.
God. That one was great. That was a good one. Very creative when they came up with that idea.
Maximum Overdrive too.
Overdrive. I'm trying to remember that one. I think I've seen it.
It's Emilio Estevez movie. It's basically the cars come to life and they start trying to kill people.
That sounds hilarious.
It's pretty ridiculous, man.
dude, that's pretty wild. All the cars coming to life and trying to kill people, like when the birds try to kill people.
Yep, pretty much. Trying to think of some other movies. Warlock is another one. Over the Top is a personal favorite of mine.
Oh, Over the Top is a great father-son movie.
Yep. I love that. I love the arm wrestling competition at the end of the movie.
Yeah, honestly, arm wrestling is one of those like things I really enjoy watching, and I'm glad that Sylvester Stallone had a movie about arm wrestling.
Oh god,
and building a father son relationship.
Do you remember that that Masters of the Universe movie?
Oh my god,
with Dolph Lundgren. Yeah.
Oh god, dude.
Played He-Man.
Dolph Lundgren, after freaking getting into the Rocky movies, didn't have like the greatest acting career. He is like always constantly being put in like really bad movies.
We had that one movie he did. It was kind of like a knockoff Stallone movie. It was called Red Scorpion. Did you ever see that one?
Oh god, I did see that one, and it was just as bad as you would have thought it was.
Yeah, he also did Kindergarten Cop 2 in like the late 2010s, and people were just like, nobody asked for this.
Why would you do that? He's in a lot of B movies that you find on Netflix.
It's just the way it is, man.
Hey, at least he's not Steven Seagal. I mean, how many times you gotta watch Under Siege or any of the Steven Seagal movies to feel like you wasted your time?
Well, I mean, he had some good movies, didn't he?
Yeah, it was called Under Siege, and that was it.
Yeah, but it probably really wasn't him. The reason it was good, it was probably just good writing, I would imagine.
Yeah, I really think it was, because like skinny to fat, that man can't act.
Oh god, there's so many fucking. There's just I'm looking at a list of movies from the 80s. They're like all action movies. It actually tells me where you can watch them too. That's kind of funny.
Well, maybe we should do a part two of this with some of the ones that we get to watch on, because those horror movies from the 80s are something else.
This is a movie that's on my list of stuff for us to watch. It's called Hell Comes to Frogtown. We got to watch that.
Oh god, that was another Roddy Piper.
Yeah.
Roddy Piper was actually really good at acting.
Yeah, we got to watch that one though, cuz it's really ridiculous looking.
Oh dude, I've seen like a review of it, and I was like, yeah, we got to watch this. God. Yeah, more movies for us to watch, man. And then we gotta still watch They Live.
Oh my god, there's a Punisher movie from 1989, and it's Dolph Lundgren playing
Dolph Lundgren.
Oh god,
dude, dude, I watched it.
Mm-hmm. I bet it is. I mean,
they
barely
gave him any dialogue.
I mean, I see Howard the Duck too. That's a bad one too.
I haven't even watched that. I know it's awful.
Yeah. Let's see. Movie called Vigilante. There's like a bunch of movies on here I've never even heard of. That's actually pretty good. There's a lot of movies for us to watch. Literally,
we
me and Nick
also watch the Death Wish ones.
I mean, me and Nick have like literally like tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of movies we could watch.
Yeah, this podcast is never gonna end.
Yeah, we're gonna be like old men, and we're like, I'll be like, Nick, how many episodes have we done now? You'll be like, oh, we're up to almost 10,000 now. I was like, we're still not even close, are we? You're like,
nope,
no,
not even a little bit.
I'll be like, oh, Nick, look out, they're coming to change my bedpan, and you're like, shut up, Wes, I can see them. I'm in the same room as you in this nursing home.
I forget that you're blind and not deaf.
Oh god, Death Stalker.
Death Stalker?
Yeah.
I haven't heard of that one. That sounds amazing.
There's one called Galaxy of Terror. Oh man, it's really, really fucking cheesy, but it's good. It has a you know what Galaxy of Terror has? It has it's a crazy sci-fi like space movie. And it has Robert Englund in it before he did Nightmare on Elm Street, I think. And
oh wow,
yeah, and it also has the guy from those what's the name of that actor from the Rob Zombie movies? What's that actor's name? The guy that plays the clown.
Oh, Yeah, I know. I know. I think it was like Sid Haig or something. No. Yeah, that's not right.
No, I think that's his name. Sig. Yeah.
Sig Haig. Yeah, he's in a lot of those old movies and a lot of B movie stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, he was definitely in that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Robert Englund and Sid Haig were in this movie, and Sid Haig was big and muscular. Like he obviously he
looked, holy shit.
Yeah.
I guess he used to work out. It's funny seeing like all the old actors that ended up in Rob Zombie movies, man.
Yep. Yeah, because he was an accomplished actor. I mean, he was a big actor before then, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, got to do something, right? When you get older?
Yeah, absolutely. Wait, there's a movie called Lady Terminator?
No. No.
That's not... No. That can't be real. What?
That can't be real. That's got to be a spoof.
No, apparently it's real. Completely bonkers. The acting is so uniformly bad. It deserves to be mentioned along with the other movies well known. So it's so bad. Jesus.
That's great. Damn, that's bad. That's a bad review.
Yeah. They need to like chill out on that. And then.
Yeah, they do.
They have a movie called Dudes. What the fuck is this? There's a lot of weird movies on here, man. Oh, Hard Ticket to Hawaii. We still got to watch that. No, we were going to watch that, but we couldn't because the guy kept talking during the version we downloaded. I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
That was on the plane.
Right. That's right. That was annoying, dude.
That was such a funny movie, though, because in Hard Ticket to Hawaii, that's where they blow up the skateboarder with the rocket launcher.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, we got to find that movie somewhere.
Well, apparently a lot of these movies are on Netflix, so, and I have a Netflix account, so I'm pretty sure we can watch it.
Hell yeah. We're not even done scratching the surface here.
Nah.
We might have to make a part two for sure.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, that's just like a little run through of like some of our favorite like action movies from the 80s. I mean, most of it's like Arnold stuff, you know, Stallone stuff.
Stallone, you know. Willis.
Yeah.
You know, John Carpenter flicks, Kurt Russell being in John Carpenter flicks. Yeah, stuff where professional wrestlers were hanging out with John Carpenter.
Yeah, stuff like that. But anyway, we'll cut it off there. You know, as usual, check out our podcasts. You know, we're doing more and more of these. We haven't posted in like a week. We just I had a lot of stuff happen, and you know, Nick's had a lot of stuff happen recently, and I've been traveling a lot too, so it's been kind of rough. So, but we're back. We're still here. We're not going anywhere. So,
nah, we're gonna hit the ground running.
Yep. So you want to sign us off?
Yeah, stay sexy, Atlanta.
Thanks for checking out the Dumb Cool Weird podcast. We're a movie podcast now, so Movie Monday is every Monday about crappy movies from the 20th century. It's going to be great, folks. I can't wait to show y'all.